Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Doing a little review of some waiver stuff for this week. There's really not a ton, honestly. If we're doing a ton of waivers in this particular point in the season, we're probably not here in terms of guys that have got us here. I do think there's a couple of spots here that could potentially be relevant. Dare Ogunbowale, Rykwell Armstead. For your running back position here with Jacksonville. I think it landed out being Dare Ogunbowale last week because he was active. Rykwell Armstead not active. I'm interested in Armstead rostering him. And it might not even be I'm going to play him this week, but I liked him coming in. He sort of had the COVID I don't know if it was long haulers or whatever happened with him. He basically like missed all of last year, most of last year, whatnot, because of the after effects of COVID. So I'd be interested to just take a look, see what happens this week, have him rostered, and then listen, if it doesn't work out, we cut him or cut him in the offseason or whatever. But on the off chance that he's actually has a marketable shot at being a running back too someplace, whether that's in Jacksonville or someplace else, most likely someplace else. But I think that's an interesting investment. And he's probably, I'm not sure you're going to feel confident rolling out Dare Ogunbowale in your championship game. So in that sense, we kind of know what he is. We don't necessarily know what Rykwell Armstead is. So in that vein, I would be interested in just taking a look-see. Again, if it's disappointing, if it's May rookie drafts and he doesn't have a job, then that kind of tells us something. But stranger things have happened where people have parlayed a late season performance into a second act in their career. So he'd be one that I'd potentially be looking at. Another one that I'd be interested in is J.J. Taylor as well. Again, if he's out there, I think that he's interesting. Obviously, Daryl Williams is going to be a spot start this week. Rex Burkhead, again, I don't know if you're going to play him or not, but he was available as late as last week. I picked him up and sat him last week in a league. So it was 28 men, right? So there was... I put him on the back of my roster so that no one was a guard against, and good thing I did. So he might be available depending on depth of the league. So just monitor that. Boston Scott as well, coming from deep this week potentially, with Miles Sanders injured, expected to miss the week, and with Jordan Howard as well injured. And a potential missed week here. So Boston Scott's one that, hey, he could get to Saturday. It's not going to be his deal. Like, you could cut him and pick somebody else up. That's fine. But you could totally get to a spot where he is a spot start here in a top 15 play this week. So that's a really interesting one for sure. Another one that I think is a potential pickup, see what happens this week, cut him type scenario, Jake Funk with the Rams. It looks like Daryl Henderson's going to miss some time. You've got Sony Michel. Only behind him is Jake Funk at this particular point. I don't think that I think that it looks like Cam Akers is trending back. I'm not positive he's going to play this week, but that's sort of what they're implying. Listen, if there's a COVID issue, he doesn't make it all the way back. If something happens with Sony Michel during the week, COVID-wise, anything like that, and Akers is unavailable, and me Funk that could step in. So you could, again, if we get to Saturday and those things haven't presented themselves, cut him. But I think that in the intermediate term, he's an interesting one. A couple of receivers here that I'm interested in. Isaiah McKenzie was really productive this past week. And the problem is everyone should be back. And I don't know if you're going to feel comfortable starting him. That would be my only thought. Tyler Huntley, potential. Again, he could be back, and Lamar Jackson could still be out. But again, I don't know if that's super helpful because he's probably already rostered anyways. So we've gotten to the point where we're basically at the bottom of the barrel. Some names I think that you could add back of the roster. Again, just comb through one last time. Anyone out there, backup running backs, anything like that, any Josh Palmers or anyone like that might be on your – The back end of, you know, if Terrace Marshall got caught, something like that. Those types, just check those. Any rookies from this year that potentially have landed on waivers, depending on your depth of league. And then, you know, Jacob Harris with the Rams is an interesting one. Who was a popular name in the preseason this year. He's one that I think is interesting. Kylan Granson for the Colts as well. Interesting stash guys here down the stretch. Not playing him this week, but interesting stash guys here going into next season. And Njoku, maybe O.J. Howard's floated out there. He's going to be a free agent. Hayden Hurst will be a free agent as well. So any of those guys that could potentially be out there would make some sense. Again, you're just looking for some sort of change in situation, some sort of change in value that could make them, you know, that could make them interesting or potentially liquid in a way that they're not right now. All of those things I think are really what you're looking to do. Some other quarterbacks, I'll just run down some quarterback free agency stuff just to sort of give you an idea if there's anyone out there that's potentially free agent you could think of. Tyrod's a free agent. You're not necessarily sure where that's going to land up. Mariota as well. Trubisky are some notable names. Geno Smith, I don't know how valuable that is in terms of that. I doubt he's going to get a day one, you know, shot at a starter job, but a name out there as well. So those are your quarterbacks. Dwayne Haskins is a restricted free agent. Not sure how valuable he's going to be either, but those are some of the names at the quarterback position. No real obvious candidates at the running back or wide receiver position. A couple of tight ends might be out there. Howard, Hurst, depending on depth of leagues, I think they're quasi-interesting. Joku, although he's probably rostered. Those are some names, I think, at the tight end position. Depending on your depth of leagues, those guys, I think, you know, quarterback and tight end can be, I think, the positions that really make a difference in terms of, you know, changing teams, that you can actually see guys in free agency that might make a difference, you know, be on waivers. So that would be just the guys that I would look for there. Ricky Seals-Jones, another one, although we've kind of seen that story play out a bit throughout his career, that was just probably not totally there in terms of the upside. But those are the guys that I think are probably it. Will Disley's another one that could be, depending on your depth league, like if you're looking for a deeper guy, that might be interesting with his situation ultimately. So those would be the situations to potentially watch for. Eric Ebron, maybe if he's out there in some moderate depth leagues, like that's a possible one too. He'll be a free agent. He'll be he's 29 at present, so still some options there for him. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Again, until you know, best of luck in your matchups this week, and until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.